Previously on Left Behind.
Costas, where should we go?
I'm not going anywhere.
The GC are preparing a raid.
All Ptolemaid GC peacekeepers and morale monitors are on high alert. They've abandoned the woods and are beginning a sweep of the entire town. We're talking hundreds of personnel and all working vehicles.
You and your partner step out of the vehicle, show your marks of loyalty, and you can be on your way.
You're pretending you're not afraid?
No, trust me, I'm terrified. I can't feel my toes.
God forgive me for what I'm about to do.
Based on The Remnant, the 10th book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents episode 115 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Getting the squad car pull in front of us. I'll handle this.
Got it. All right. I'll drive.
This is North Roadblock. Go ahead, please. North Roadblock here.
Got it.
We're busy, sir. Lots of activity.
Roger. Carry up.
All right, Chloe, you're going to lead the way out of here. We'll be right behind you.
You're ready to go.
Let's move, George.
How long do you think we got?
Till what?
Till they figure us out.
Figure us out, I think they already have. Have a chance to do something about it. Let's hope we're airborne first. Lord, we're gonna go ahead and just consider that an earnest prayer.
Amen.
I really must stay on top of the activity in Greece, Excellency. I'll return as soon as I can.
Is it not something you can do from here, Suhail?
Forgive me, but we have a serious breach of security. I think it prudent to use the communication center for the time being.
This security breach, it is here, inside the palace?
That's all we can conclude, sir. If such wholly false information can be planted on our main database from a remote location, we are more vulnerable than we imagined. Bad as it is, we are certain the bogus data is coming from inside and should not take long to trace.
Have we not combed our entire personnel list?
We have.
And are there any employees of the global community here or anywhere in the world who have yet to receive the mark?
Probably fewer than 10, Excellency. And all loyalists with valid reasons, and all to the best of our knowledge, with plans to rectify the situation immediately.
But should they not be our primary suspects?
We have them closely watched, sir. I would add that there is not one employee in the palace or in New Babylon without the mark.
I see. Suhail, you recall what I have asked for in the way of treatment of the Jews, do you not?
Indeed I do, Excellency.
Think of that as retribution far too lenient for one who would deceive me in such a way, and under my own roof, no less.
I understand, sir.
North Roadblock, this is Central.
Roadblock, go ahead, Central.
Disposition of a suspicious truck?
Repeat?
One of our squads reported a truck approaching your 20.
Oh, yeah, affirmative. It turned around just before it got to us, Central.
Travel back east?
That is affirmative.
We traced a cell phone heading that direction.
What do they want to hear?
You know nothing about that.
Sorry, can't help you there, sir.
Truck proceeded away from you?
Roger that, yes.
You reported lots of traffic.
10-4.
Squad said they saw nothing but the truck when they passed.
Well, it's busy now.
What's your 10-20 roadblock?
They're on to us.
Ladies, be advised. Kind of looks like we're going to have company soon.
Repeat that, Central.
Your 10-20 roadblock. What's your location?
We've had a minor setback in Greece, but there's no way that the sponge can...
Back?
Without going into detail, sir, the hostage killed one of our people, a woman, and has escaped. We assume he's on the run with the
He killed one of his captors?
Yes, Highness. We assume
that... My kind of man. Why could he not be on our side?
We assume, sir, that he is reconnecting with the three who came for him, and we're hoping they will be foolish enough to try to get back to the airport. We have that sealed tight.
Yes, well, see to it, Suhail. How is damage control today, with the incident at Petra?
It's too early to tell, sir.
The disc from the plane clearly shows direct hits, and those traitors burning. Whatever is the magic that allows those people to survive simply cannot be allowed to extend outside that area.
Begging your pardon, but not that long ago, we lost ground troops outside.
I know that, Suhail!
Apologies, Potentate.
We will stop all traffic, in and out. These rebels will need supplies, and we must see that they do not get them.
Our armed forces have been decimated, sir.
Are you telling me that we have no pilots or planes that can cut off supplies to Petra?
No, sir. I'm sure we can do that.
Good. It appears they have water. Let us make sure they have nothing else.
Sir, regarding the matter of water, our ancient text experts say that the next curse could be that the lakes and rivers of the world will also turn to blood, like the seas.
Right. Freshwater sources all turn to blood?
Yes, sir.
Impossible. Everyone would die, even our enemies.
There are those who believe the Judites will be protected, as they have been, against our forces recently.
Well, of course.
Perhaps there's wisdom in negotiating with their leader, to have the curses lifted.
Never.
Not to be contrary, sir, but we cannot survive long with this devastation. And if the rivers and lakes also turn...
You are not aware of everything, Suhail. I do! I have supernatural power.
I have seen it, sir.
You will see more.
Yes, sir.
Reverend Fortunato is prepared to match the wizardry of the Judites blow for blow. He has designates around the world who will do the same. Yes. We'll put on our own little planet-wide supernatural circus.
It was nothing, sir. Just a crusty old shop owner with the mark. Must have been a ruse by those two females.
With that lead turned cold, we're left with nothing but this pub to shake down.
There's information that someone's running a bogus laundry in the basement. We think it's the Judahites.
All right, let's get everyone in position.
Sir, someone's coming out.
It's just a kid.
Can't be too careful.
I want all available units. This has to be a complete surprise.
Excuse me, are you looking for the religious zealots?
Who are you?
I've been watching them.
We know where they are. Get out of here before you get hurt.
Don't go in the front way. There's a set of stairs around back. You'll take them by surprise. Long live Carpathia.
Lines up with what we know.
All right. Assault members, advance to the rear of the building. You'll find a stairway inside. I don't want any enemy survivors.
Costas, are you all right?
I think they bought it. They'll be coming through the rear.
Hurry, get down.
At least I think they did. Are the grenades set?
As soon as they open the door, three tripwire will pull the pins.
Father, into your hands we commit our spirits. Give safety to our friends.
Something fell. Give me your flashlight.
Wilbur, second position. Wait, wait.
Fire!
Costas, get
Talk fast, Chang. We may be in deep weeds here.
How far west of the city are you?
I'm not sure. I've had this thing floored, but we can't go much faster than 50. Are they chasing us?
I don't know. Are you too far from the co-op to help them?
I don't know. It depends. What's up?
The GC just raided the pub. You know, the next thing to go will be the co-op.
All right. I'm guessing we're less than 30 minutes from our plane. We'll go back if you think we can help.
Hang on. A report's coming through. Judite underground discovered beneath pub. Firefight. Wow.
What?
16 GC dead and another dozen injured. Building grenaded and torched. Several adjacent buildings destroyed. No enemy survivors. Better keep doing what you're doing. I'll call back when I get something new.
Got it.
What?
GC just blew up the pub.
They were good people.
Yeah.
Give me that. I'll give him an
all-clear
code.
Take it easy, George.
That was my fault. Hanging on to that stupid phone.
You can't always think of everything. Besides, it sounds like they put up some kind of a fight.
And that's it? We're supposed to feel good because I got a bunch of people killed, but as they were dying, they happened to put up a good fight.
Did you hear me say anything about feeling good?
North Roblox, we need the all clear code now.
Tell him it's Psalm 94.
I know what I'd like to tell him.
Settle down. We have to work the problem here.
Ladies, pull over.
Well, what are you doing?
Getting the all clear code.
From where?
The trunk of their car.
Say again?
Now, just hang on. They're probably going to give away where we are.
One, they've been in the trunk for a while. They don't know where we are. Two, I'm going to be pushing a dew up their nostrils. I'm sorry, Mac,
all right,
but I got to do it.
All right, all right. Give me the radio. Hannah, tell Chloe to pull over.
Right now?
Now.
We okay?
Temporarily. Talk to me.
Stefanich, Plato, and a bunch of GC are looking for the truck and the two GC squad cars.
Pop the trunk.
Thanks, David.
Thank you for the compliment.
What?
You just called me David.
Oh, sorry. A lot going on.
Seriously, thank you. I'll call if I have more.
Right. All right, let's make this quick.
Come on! Get out of there now! Take the tape off his mouth.
I got it.
Ah, come on! I have blisters. Just go ahead and kill me.
You'd like that, wouldn't you? You see this? This is what cooked your flesh, and there's plenty more juice in it.
Please, no. Please!
Give me your all-clear code.
What?
You heard me. Give me the all-clear or I'll shoot.
Ah, it's in the glove box. In my book.
I'll check it.
You'd better be telling the truth.
I swear!
It's full of all kinds of notes.
Here. Find it.
Come on, we gotta get rolling here. They're never gonna buy the all-clear from us now anyhow. They're on their way.
These guys are dead weight. Maybe we can slow the others by leaving them here in the road.
All right, all right. I'll get the other one.
Here it is. It's 11648.
All right, come here.
Don't shoot me with that.
Oh, you don't know what you're asking. Bad as this is, trust me. If you knew any better, you'd prefer it.
Okay, I'm gonna leave the truck parked across the highway. It won't take the GC long to get around it, but any slowdown has to help.
Code.
11648. Let's go. Get out of here.
Hang on.
What are you doing?
I added these two idiots to the roadblock. I hope they're seen in time.
All right, all right. You feel better. I'll ride shotgun. Chloe, you drive.
Let's go.
Everybody stay armed and ready.
Mac, how far are we?
I'm thinking 20 to 30 minutes still.
Fuel may become an issue.
Oh, Lord, it appears we need to add that to our list.
Mac, you mentioned Psalm something or other back there?
Yeah, 94-1. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine forth.
We need an immediate 1020. Personnel on the North Road report zero traffic and no sign of you.
Give me that. Roger, Center. Try looking at Psalm 94-1. Out.
My wife is personally attending right now in my place.
And where are you while she is doing your work?
Oh, my reverend raising one. You may rest assured that I'm doing the greater work, the effort to root out infidels here in the United South American states. And I'm working closely with our peacekeepers and morale monitors, as well as with civilian undercover groups. We expect to have dozens more face the guillotine or take your mark within 24 hours.
Dozens? My friend, we are hearing from your compatriots around the world of hundreds, even thousands, who will suffer for their disloyalty.
Sir, sadly, we are so dependent on the seas that our forces have been dramatically reduced.
But surely so have your dissidents.
That is true, but you will be most pleased, Potentate. Following the leads of several loyal citizens, we have uncovered a den of opposition. Six were killed when they resisted arrest, but 13 have been brought to this warship and enforcement center.
And how many will take the mark now? How many have had their attitudes adjusted by the very presence of the loyalty enforcement facilitator?
Well, actually, none so far, sir.
Ah! Stubborn! So stubborn! Why are these people so stupid, so short-sighted?
Today they will pay, Highness.
Right now? Even as we speak?
Yes, sir, right now.
What is the music?
The condemned ones sometimes sing. It is not uncommon.
Well, shut them up!
One moment. Excuse me, sir. Jorge, comunícate con los oficiales que el Supremo Potentate no quiere música y hazlo ahora. Your Highness, it will be stopped.
These have defiantly chosen the blade?
They have, sir. You can see them in line.
The indescribable insolence. To deny me of the worship that I am due. Well, what are we waiting for?
Only to carry out your wish to stop the music, sir.
Give me full screen of the execution site and get on with it. I can think of no better way to silence the banal singing of the dissident than to separate the head from the neck. Proceed.
give me good news, Chang.
I wish I had some. You folks might want to pray.
For who?
The whole deal. While I was working on getting information out of Greece, someone piggybacked on top of my computer. I may have been found out.
Well, you should get out of there. First, what did you hear from Greece?
They're on their way to the airport, but the GC is in the air trying to head them off. Outside of a miracle, I don't see a way out of this one.
God protected a million people in a bomb-induced fiery furnace. He can get four out of Greece.
He'll have to.
All right, back to you. Can you leave?
I might as well stay. That way I can at least keep an eye on things.
I'll ask Jonenheim to pray. We'll all pray.
Thanks, Captain. I'll let you know the moment I hear something.
Good.
Father, if you need me to do something here to help, please make that clear, because I'm completely out of ideas.
So, Mac, what's the plan from here?
All right, well, my plane has enough fuel to get us to Rome. There's a small airstrip south of there manned by the co-op, and I'm not going to feel safe until we take off from there.
But Stefanich and the others, they'll never reach this airport before we do, will they?
Well, not in cars.
Not in cars?
Well, it's not going to take them long to guess where we're going.
Your plane hidden?
From auto traffic, yes. From the air, no.
The air?
How long would it take them to fly here?
Out of Kazani in a fighter, no time at all.
Could they destroy your plane?
Oh, yeah, if they get there first.
We've got too much invested in this for it all to fall apart now, Mac. Let's get it all on the tape. You're hoping we just show up, climb aboard, and take off?
That's the only plan I've got.
What do we do if they beat us there?
All right, so you want to assume the worst.
We have to! You think I got away from those idiots by hoping they'd let me go?
No.
All right, tell me about this airstrip.
All right, runs east to west. I'm parked at the east end facing west.
Other runways?
Just the one I'm sitting on.
All right. Assumptions. A, they're flying. B, they get there first. Then at the very least, they can land and block the runway.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so our best play is to get in their way first. Dump us at the plane, then drive the runway, making sure they can't land.
Well, depending on what they're flying, they could be moving pretty quick.
Just stay ahead of them. The faster they are, the more space they'll need to stop. Don't give it to them.
All right. Given a whole pile of assumptions fall into place, that is the plan.
Then we have to get you on board.
One step at a time here, George. Chang, talk to me.
Dernit jet less than 10 minutes from touchdown. Stefanich, the three philosophers, and a pilot.
Okay.
The call sign matches up with a business jet, so they're probably not going to drop a bomb on you, but you can bet they're heavily armed.
Got it. Thanks, Chang. That's our clearing. Chloe, off the road. Right here.
Hang on!
Use your brights. I have no idea what's out here.
Hey, what about those trees ahead?
I just have to find our way through them.
A couple of rocks on your side,
Chloe! Whoa!
Wish I'd seen those earlier.
Let your tires
Florin, Chloe. Florin, keep the momentum.
Hey,
go.
What's that noise?
It's our friends. They're on final approach from the west.
See those trees and we're at the runway, Chloe.
I'm trying!
There's a fence at the edge of the woods. Three wires. Do not slow down.
I see it. Hang on, everybody.
Here we go. All right, out now. Go, get in the plane.
Mac?
Just go.
You can't outrun it with a flat.
I don't have to outrun it. I just have to get in their way. That'll give you a window.
Mac, I can fire up your plane, but we're not going anywhere without
you. George, you do what you have to do. If you have the chance to get in the air, you take it.
I'm not listening.
Don't get emotional on me, George. Just get yourself home.
Mac, he's about to touch down.
Go, get in the plane. Go.
We've had a major problem here, Chang. It's not just the bogus entries in the palace database and the phony personnel data that's fooling local leaders. We clearly have bugs in offices as high as the Director of Security and Intelligence.
Really?
Earlier today, while the potentate was trying to mourn our dead pilots, someone superseded the feed with a bogus conversation Director Akbar was supposed to have had with the pilots.
Bet you're glad it was bogus.
I don't follow.
If it was real, it could have been catastrophic. We all heard it, sir. Akbar lecturing the pilots, they're disagreeing, and his having them executed.
You wouldn't believe what's being planted on the main database.
Like what?
I'm not telling everyone this, but Akbar himself began to suspect something in Chicago. You know, the place was hit more than once during the war. The city was evacuated and declared off limits. We virtually ignored it for months. Years. We didn't fly reconnaissance planes over it, didn't take pictures, rarely checked heat sensors, anything.
Because?
Because someone planted information that the place had been nuked and was radioactive. Not until recently did anyone check the archives to find out if the readings could be right. And of course, they can't. The place is clean.
Wow.
Wow, he's right. There's only one reason someone would plant such information. To have the city to themselves. We found the code loop that was creating the phony readings and bypassed it. That gives us a much better chance to get a bead on what's happening there.
What did you find?
Water and power usage, planes, choppers coming and going. jets from an airstrip on the lake. There's evidence of both vehicular and pedestrian traffic. Very little, of course, but there could be up to 36 people in the city.
Not much to worry about, then.
On the contrary, these people are going to wish they'd never been born.
What's the plan? A team of peacekeepers to round them up?
Akbar has a better idea. He says if somebody wants it to appear radioactive, we'll help.
Meaning?
He's going to nuke it.
Seriously?
Totally.
It seems like a waste of technology.
Actually, I think it's brilliant.
Has he thought of the fresh water that flows through there?
We're harvesting Lake Michigan from northern Wisconsin. We don't have to worry about the Chicago River.
People living downstream from it do.
Well, word is the big boss loves the idea.
We've got an atomic bomb we can spare?
Come on, Wong. Whoever these people are, they're up to no good. There's no record of a loyalty mark application site there, of course, and nobody who's registered with us would live there without telling us.
I guess you're right about that.
Of course I am.
Tune, can I have a word?
I thought you were sleeping. As we all should be. Big day tomorrow.
We're following a number of touchy situations. One in Greece and one in New Babylon.
Situation?
Chang thinks his computer may have been compromised a few minutes ago, and our team in Greece is in trouble. I'm wondering if you might...
Pray. Yes, of course. Right away. But get back to Chang and tell him his computer warning was a false alarm.
What?
It's true. Naomi has been telling us of the hundreds of pages of coded routines David built into his laptop, including one that allows us to check the palace computers. That's what she's been doing, and that sent Chang's computer a warning.
Well, that's good news.
Gentlemen, we must pray for the safety of our tribulation force contingent in Greece. We have four who desperately need God's protection. Go and call Chang. We will pray.
All right.
Father, we ask your protection for the tribulation force in Greece. They are at the mercy of the evil one. We ask now that your angels might attend them for George and Hannah. For Mac, for Chloe, Father, Pastor.
What? I didn't know either of you knew how to
George,
start...
George, what are you doing?
Hang on. Did you just start the engines?
We thought that was you.
Grab the door.
I got it.
Someone's in the cockpit.
Again, we thought it was
Hannah,
you.
Cover me. All right, I need to see hands in the air and... No quick, Nobody.
What?
He's gone.
No, he's not. Look behind you.
What?
After you.
Quit that.
Sorry.
You're Michael, as I recall.
Correct.
Well, great to see you again. Listen, we got a guy out there who could probably use your help right
Illuminate
now.
Illuminate the landing lights.
Landing lights? For takeoff?
Correct.
Mac wanted us to taxi...
Fear not.
Okay, so how about we fear not while we're taxiing towards...
Fear not.
So I shouldn't start...
Fear not.
Whoa, we got gunfire out there. Time to do something.
Fear not.
Right. Not moving, despite the gunfire. We're just gonna sit here and fear not.
Fear not.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Remnant by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins. Adapted for radio by Chris Fabry. Music by Steve Wick. Sound design by Glenn West. Directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.